Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus told Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Jesus had just told his disciples that they knew the way to where he was going, but Thomas denied it. He didn't know where Jesus was going, so how could he have any idea how to get there? Jesus' answer is one of the most crucial statements in the whole of the Christian faith, because it makes it clear that he's not talking about geography at all. He's talking about relationship. Thomas wanted to know the destination and then be given a map to get there. But Jesus simply offered himself. He is the true and living way. Religions come in many shapes and sizes, but they all tend to have rules or practices which must be followed and which lead to understanding or enlightenment. Christianity is different. It's all about a person, Jesus. It's through a personal encounter with Jesus and a relationship with him that we find what life and truth are all about. He is the one who shows us the way to live our everyday lives. When I lived in India, I often struggled to find a particular house in the country area where I was living. I would ask for directions and soon discovered that there were two very different ways in which people would direct me. First, there were those who gave me a detailed description of the journey. You know the sort of thing. Turn left after 100 metres, then turn right after about 300 metres, go over a small bridge, then after walking for about 600 metres, turn left. You can't miss it. I was always grateful for such instructions, of course, but I much preferred it when people would say to me, "I know that place. I'll come with you. I'll take you there." When Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life, he was not saying that he would give us a list of rules and instructions, and if we followed them perfectly, we would find salvation. He didn't do that at all. Instead, he said that he would come with us on the journey and remain with us every step of the way. And that's what I call good news. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to walk with you this and every day. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening. I want to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.